I'll just quickly go through a few of the obvious disbenefits of anger. Like the first one, according to Buddhism, is a Buddhist thing. We believe that anything that we do that's positive, we say positive, like being kind, being loving, being generous, being patient, speaking in these ways, acting in these ways, meditating, and so forth. All of these activities collect what we call positive karma or positive potential or good fortune or merit. We say merit, one word is merit, which is an inner power to fulfill our wishes. Yeah. So we believe, it's a Buddhist belief, you don't have to believe it, but I believe that if we have enough merit, we have enough good fortune, we can fulfill our wishes, we can get anything we want. Even enlightenment, we can even get to the state of perfect inner peace of enlightenment. If we have enough of this positive energy, which only comes from engaging in positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive actions, good actions, being a good person. Now, anger, on the other hand, is a potent destroyer of merit. It's like a fire. It just burns up. Your merit's like petrol. Gas and anger just burns it up and destroys it. So one of the worst aspects from a Buddhist perspective of anger is it destroys your own ability to fulfill your own wishes. You can't get the things you want because of your anger destroying your merit. Your merit is the cause of your, that's what's going to give you the ability to get what you want. Get that job you want or whatever. But your anger is constantly destroying that merit. And so you can't get what you really want to be, do this, but you can't do it because your anger is destroying it. So anger, it's a lot of, I can't go on too much about this, but this is the main reason we don't want anger, is because it destroys our ability to fulfill our wishes. Whatever we want, we can't get it because our anger is always destroying. The principal thing we want is happiness. I want to be happy. What's the first thing anger does? It takes away your happiness straight away. Doesn't it? When you get angry, you're not happy. Peace of mind gone. Anyway, that's one thing to think about. But there's plenty of visible faults of anger, aren't there? Like I just said, when you get angry, you immediately destroy your own happiness. If you're angry, then you can't be happy. Happiness comes from a peaceful mind. Peaceful mind. Oh, I'm happy today. Why? Because my mind's peaceful. I'm not happy today. Why not? Generally, mostly, it's because we're frustrated. We're irritated. We're on the edge. I'm on the edge. I'm on the edge. Don't do that to me. I'm on the edge. So why are we on the edge? Why are we on the edge is because we're always, well, maybe having this experience of experiencing unpleasantness, unpleasant things, maybe even anger, suppressed anger. We're not doing anything with it. We're just leaving it there rotting away. And so we're not happy. We never feel happy. In fact, you can make this into a professional kind of unhappiness, which we call depression, isn't it? Doctors have a special name for it, depression. She's depressed. He's depressed. It's like repressed anger. That person's actually angry, but they're not acknowledging it. They're not dealing with it. They're just miserable all the time. So we don't want that, do we? None of us want to be depressed. We know what depression is, how we feel. Oh, I feel terrible. It's repressed anger, There's a whole list of these faults. Not much time to go into them, but... another one is it destroys our relationships. If we get angry with another person, if they get angry, they usually get angry back with us. I mean, there's fighting all the time. Arguments, fighting, disgruntlements, and so forth. I'll read something from the book. There's some beautiful poetic things in here about the faults of anger. I remember when I used to have a close relationship with someone. This would happen from time to time. When we live in close contact with someone, oh dear. We all live in close contact with someone, don't we? Our personalities, our priorities, our interests, and our ways of doing things frequently clash. You noticed? We're different, aren't we? We're different people. Since we spend so much time together, and we also know the other person's shortcomings so well, it's very easy for us to become critical and short-tempered with our partner, and to blame him or her for making our life uncomfortable. It's true, isn't it? God, if she wasn't around, I'd be happy. Isn't it? I'm like, you know, we don't want to think. We don't really want to think like that, but our anger makes us. It forces us to think in those horrible ways. Unless we make a continuous effort to deal with this anger as it arises, then our relationship will suffer. For example, a couple may genuinely love one another, but if they frequently get angry with each other, the times they are happy together become fewer and fewer, further between. Eventually, there comes a point when, before they've recovered from one row, the next one has already started. Like a flower choked by weeds, love cannot survive in such circumstances. So we all know that very well, either from our own experience or from friends or from our own family. So this is all the fault of anger, by the way. Please don't blame yourself if this is happening to you or has happened to you in the past. You know, we don't blame ourselves ever. We always blame anger or jealousy or pride. We blame these poisonous, disease-like minds. They're like inner diseases, you know, like an inner infection that we've picked up a long time ago. So we don't blame ourselves. We don't beat ourselves up. We don't say, I am a really angry person. I'm inherently and intrinsically angry. I'm angry all the time. We never say that. But what we do say is, I've gotten into this terrible bad habit. Somehow, maybe since I was a kid, I've learned to be angry. And that's the fault. That's the problem, this habit. I've gotten into this way of responding to things that is always negative. So I don't need to blame myself. I don't need to criticize myself or put myself down in any way, but what I do need to do is identify that that's where my trouble is coming from, is allowing this poison to continue, allowing this habit to carry on within my mind.